And my scripture text this week is out of John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, and then 19 through 28, 6 through 9. Chapter 1, 6 through 9. There's a glare up here this morning for me, so bear with me. God sent John the Baptist to tell everyone about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was only a witness to the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was going to come into the world. And then up in verse 19 through 28. This is the testimony of John the Baptist. We don't do enough of testimonies in church anymore. We should, where people get up and give their testimony of things that are going on in their life or their own personal witness. And the reason that we have so much about Jesus when he was first entering into ministry at the age of right around 30 was the testimony of John the Baptist. This is what it says in the New Living Translation. This was the testimony of John when the Jewish leaders sent priests and temple assistants from Jerusalem to ask John whether he claimed to be the Messiah. He flatly denied it. "I am not the Messiah," he said. "Well, then who are you?" they asked. "Are you Elijah?" "No," he replied. "Are you the prophet?" "No." "Then who are you? Tell us so that we can give an answer to those who sent us. What do you have to say about yourself?" And John replied with the words from the book of Isaiah. "I am a voice shouting in the wilderness, prepare a straight pathway for the Lord's coming." Then those who were sent by the Pharisees asked him, "Well, if you aren't the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet, who or what right do you have to baptize?" John told them, "I baptize with water. But right here in the crowd is someone you do not know who will soon begin his ministry. And I'm not even worthy to be his slave." This incident took place at Bethany, a village east of the Jordan River where John was baptizing. May God add the blessings to the reading and hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious words.